Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, thank God I'm not fired, because I'm just about broke. I mean, buying all these crazy rare records, that's a very expensive hobby. But I am a true record geek, no doubt about that. David Rave here in the No Static Attic with these cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity show. I'm going to send out to all you collectors of cool cars. Yes, and I know a lot of people who dig, have cars that they bring to the car shows. That's a cool record for you indeed. They're the Rally Packs. The Rally Packs on the Imperial record label. They're from 1966 in a tune called Bucket Seats.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're going to shut them down?
Now that's a cool car, a Cobra.
I took my Cobra down to the track. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs.
Spring, little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all your might. Spring, little Cobra, get ready to strike. Spring, little Cobra, with all your might.
Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray high, and when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Hey, little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. Don't you know you're gonna shut 'em down? Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down.
45 that 1964 became a big hit for the Ripcords. The band out of California, and Hey Little Cobra, and Hey for Steve Zimmerman. Yes, by request.
Fancy 38 Dodge, backseat 38 Dodge.
Steve Zimmerman out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's got expensive taste for a request, that's for sure. Opus One is the name of the group. Opus One on the Mustang record label, the same record label that Bobby Fuller IV had all that success with songs like I Fought the Law. A tune called Backseat 38 Dodge. Once again, Opus One, a 45 selling these days on the record collector's market for between $400 to $800. But Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. Yes, indeed. And speaking of Bobby Fuller IV,
it used to be scrap in an old junkyard. Just some jocks got together and they thought real hard. They wanted good looks with a lot of gold, better than the ones at the custom shows. Carolette, king of the wheel, took a Corvette and just stuck it under the hood. And a bright yellow paint job, the shine looks good. You hear all about it on a radio station. It's a Model A coupe, that's the end of creation. Carolette, king of the wheel, it's the hottest machine, it's taking all the friends. Goes to a quarter dozen seconds and less. It's the hottest machine, it's taking all of the rest. Goes to a quarter, 11 seconds and less. When it's cruising the streets, catching all of the eye, people stop what they're doing when it passes by. It's not very big, but it sure is fast. And the Maltese cross sends it off in class. Here are the
Bobby Fuller IV and King of the Wheels.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash!
That's a definite Day of the Rave Relics of Rarity Smash, because I love that record. I mean, I had that cranked up all the way here in the No Static Attic. The Fireballs, who did a really raucous version of an old folk song done originally by Tom Paxton. The Fireballs and Bottle of Wine, and if you're old enough to drink, I'll give you another.
You get a nickel, I'll get a dime. We'll go out and buy some wine. Give me wine, wine, wine.
That's enough wine now. The Bleach Boys, not the Beach Boys, Bleach Boys on the Studio City record label. They're going back to 1964. Wine, wine, wine. Yes, let's do some dancing. Let's get funky. Are you ready?
This
Mr. Arthur Connolly, down on Funky Street. And of course, here on the Relics of Rarity show, you know that Dave the Rave loves to feature those 45s that kind of fell through the cracks. The ones that deserve that second chance on the radio, the ones that got away.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarity sure shot!
Guys were very popular in the state of Pennsylvania where they came from. The Jordan Brothers on the Jordan record label there from 1966. The one that got away. Yes, you gotta catch them.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Summer of 1965. Dave Clark 5 and Catch Us If You Can.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Why do you love me?
I'm a real animal.
Why do you love me?
I'm in the mood.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
My request.
From spring of 65. What a great request this is. Flo and Kay Lyman, Island, New Jersey. It's a great one from Chad and Jeremy.
Here has a smile, I wear a frown, and I can tell whenever he's around that only eyes of everyone are staring, and I know that they're comparing the two, whispering and saying when they do see the difference between the old and new, before and after losing you, losing you. His future's bright, my future's dim, and all the dreams we shared, you share with him, and all the eyes are staring, and I know that they're comparing the two, whispering and saying when they do see the difference between the old and new, before and after losing you, losing you. I used to be happy as he, till I lost you somehow. Though I don't show it, you wouldn't know it to look at me now. He wears a smile, I wear a frown. He makes you happy when he's around. He wears a smile,
what a cool request that is. Flo and K. Lyman, Chad and Jeremy from 65, and a record that was written by Van McCoy, who was basically known for writing and producing a lot of soul 45s, but he did that, and then he had a second release with Chad and Jeremy. Chad and Jeremy covered a Tommy Hunt song, also written by Van McCoy, which was a later 45 by them called I Don't Want to Lose You, Baby. So two great records recorded by Chad and Jeremy and written by Van McCoy. Once again, that was Before and After, which became a top 20 record. Here's one for Chuck DeBoggian, Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. Sha la la la.
know I like to play those 45s that fell through the cracks. Because that never made the Billboard Top 100. The Small Faces and Sha La 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 Lee.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave the Ray is going to take you out to go visit my buddy Dave Greenman Smyska, who wanted to hear this record. Glad I took that Relics of Rarity Super Express out there to Stone Bank, Wisconsin. Junior in the Classics on the Groove record label. What a cool request that is. A lot of great requests on today's show, no doubt about that. Love that record. Once again, Junior in the Classics in a tune called Birmingham. Here's Roy Hamilton.
Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with, but all I wanted was love to stay. Well, if you get the wrong woman, there's only one thing that you can do. Just dig a hole and jump right in it and pull the ground right over you. Me. She ran away with my best friend. Comes home at night just for 1 hour. When daylight comes, she's gone again. Without love is mighty empty, but confession's good for the soul. I'd rather have love that I can cling to than have the world and all of its gold.
That was a top 15 hit. Jackie Wilson, That's what you're thinking, but it wasn't Jackie Wilson. Roy Hamilton in a tune called You Can Have Her. Well, you can just about have any cool record that that you have. Kind of like got to the point where nobody else will play the record because Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. A lot of cool requests that are coming in today. 609-948-4487. That's the phone line. That's the studio line. I take calls during the show, after the show. I'm not very fussy. I love to hear from the listeners. If you've got a lost 45, once again, 609-948-4487. Or you could simply email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Here's one that I haven't played in a long time. It was actually a pretty big hit record. Doesn't get a lot of airplay, but Alan Kircher, he wanted to hear this song by The Outsiders.
Girl in love, dressed in white.
One of those 45s, those records, we had to dust that one off. It's been quite some time. But actually, a top 25 Billboard hit, late spring of 1966, The Outsiders and Girl in Love.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities, the only place to hear music like this.
Hit after hit, song after song, music power.
Same kind of ride. just shouldn't be if you're still loving me.
Was just about ready to break out. Early fall of 1971 became a big hit for the Grassroots, Two Divided by Love. Well, it's time for the Mystery Oldie. There's last week's Mystery Oldie. Of course, I play a record. You get one guess only, to try and figure out who's doing the record. This was last week's Mystery Oldie 45. We'll find out if anybody figured this one out.
Thank you.
group known as the Nightcrawlers out of Florida. The Nightcrawlers on the Cap record label. The song that came out in 65 and it peaked on the Billboard charts at number 135, but then re-released in 67 where it cracked into the top 100, somewhere around number 85 on the Billboard charts. And it actually kind of got re-released once again in 1970 and got some chart action back in 1970 as well. The Nightcrawlers, the tune called The Little Black Egg. Congratulations, Steve Zimmerman, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Alan Kircher, Campbell Sport, Wisconsin, along with Kevin Buxton, also in Campbell Sport, Wisconsin, down there in Miami Beach, the great Santi, Kelly Willoshin, Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, and Dave Greenman Smyska from Stonebank, Wisconsin. They knew that the Mystery Oldie 45 was the Little Black Egg, the Nightcrawlers, and of course a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you momentarily, so don't touch the dial.
I'm getting weaker every time I hear her name. Oh, she's getting sweeter. This girl's driving me insane. Oh, goody gumdrops. My heart is doing flip-flops. Gee, what love can do.
I'm gonna shout it from the rooftops.
Goody gumdrops with the girl.
David just loves those bubblegum records. I do. The 1910 Fruit Gum Company on the Buddha record label. Goody goody gumdrops. And of course, I've got a goody goody for you right now on the turntable. It's my Mystery Oldie 45. We play just for fun. 609-948-4487. That's my phone number. Once again, 609-948-4487. You can also email your answer to me, dave@davetherave.com. You get one guess only, and we play just for fun. Who is doing this next record? And good luck to everyone. Yes, who is singing this song?
I'll be
David Ray's Mystery Oldie 45. Who is singing the record? Call me up, taking calls now and after the show as well. 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or email your answer to me. The subject of that email should say Mystery Oldie. And the email address, dave@davetherave.com.
Music power!
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,045s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Dave the Rave's Discover the Week there from May of 1966. What a killer garage 45 that is on the Epidemic record label. May of 66, once again, The Plague. The Plague in a tune called Go Away. Well, I am going to go away. It's not that I want to go away. Dave the Rave, your record geek, because I could play 45s for you all day and all night. I just love what I do. I really do. So if you've got a special Lost 45 request, and of course, we've been getting a lot of them lately, a lot of very cool ones. In fact, I didn't get to everyone today, so the ones I didn't get to today we'll get to next week. But of course, if you think of one, well, contact me, 609-948-4487, or you can always email me, dave@davetherave.com. You can check out my website as well, www.davetherave.com. You'll find some archive shows there, and until next week, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.